How do you know your pink house wasn't the inspiration for this song?
Your
grandson might have made fun of it, but hey.
My house isn't pink. Do you see it as pink?
No.
Pinkish?
Unless you have pink eye, maybe.
I wouldn't have picked McDowell mauve, but I wouldn't have said pink either.
It's exactly the same color as Ed Mel's painting. And because that's a view from the house, the sunset, there's nothing like the McDowell Mountains at sunset with that mauve color. And I thought, I want my house that color. I may have to try it. Maybe I'll go to Navajo White. What do you think, Miss Karen?
Well, I think you designed it for yourself, and that's what design is, very personal. So if you love it, that's all that matters.
Well, I did.
It's about time to paint again, so maybe Miss Karen needs to come out and
approve
your color choice.
We're here with Miss Karen DeAndrea, interior designer from Sherwin-Williams, who works with a small army of five or six other interior designers that are available to homeowners that are trying to make their way through the maze of, how many colors did you say y'all had?
On our deck, currently, we have over 1,500.
That's a sin.
It's confusing sometimes.
Doug, that must just drive you guys nuts in the field, huh?
Let's just say we love having Karen and the team to help us. Because me and a lot of my sales guys and estimators are just like you. We'd rather somebody else help our customers with colors. So they're great when dealing with them.
You get it color coordinated and specify. And baby, I'm going to do the best job humanly possible. Yep. No one will match it. It'll be done. But again, how would a homeowner access this resource?
You need to go into your local Sherwin-Williams. We have over 42 stores in the valley, and get on in there and ask for a color consult. They'll set you up on the calendar and we'll come out.
And what does that cost the homeowner?
That's a $95 fee, and it's really cool because with that $95, you get a $50 gift card back. So the service is essentially $45 for a 90-minute consultation, and we'll even share product recommendations with our homeowners at the end and provide a list and a shopping list if they want to do it themselves. So it's really awesome.
I'm going to start including a $95 gift coupon to every home remodel we sign up.
That would be great. We'd love that.
Look, you get a free color consult with this remodeling contract. Let's just do that, okay? Save all ourselves a lot of time. Now, Miss Karen, have you ever been called by Sherwin-Williams National Global? I think they're the largest paint company on the globe. Have you ever been called into headquarters and said, Karen, we'd like you to pick the color for next year?
No, they have a team. We have our director of color marketing, Sue Wadden. She has a design team, and they're the ones that select this and produce our color forecast palettes every year, and they do a fabulous job. I really, really stand behind the 2020 forecast. It's just so relatable and livable. It's now. It's not futuristic. It's definitely what's happening now.
Are we trending away from gray?
We are.
That's so boring.
The gray has been well beyond 10 years, and that's trends usually last about 10 years.
Okay.
So we're trending out of it, but I do have some good advice. You were talking about advice earlier, tips and tricks. With everybody that's got a ton of gray already, don't worry. You don't need to repaint everything. That's what's cool about the 2020 forecast that came out. There's so many colors that go with gray. So maybe you just want to get an accent wall. Maybe you want to paint a couple bedrooms and you want to leave your main area gray. You can incorporate the gray in many ways with all the new colors that are coming in. Colors definitely coming back in. Gray was kind of like a period where we just were very plain. So we're bringing back in color, and color goes with gray. Almost every one of these palettes has a gray in it. So you can see that if you just go online to SherwinWilliams.com and look at our 2020 forecast, you'll see that. It's a lot of great inspiration.
Now, y'all have an app where I can actually photograph the house and
and
import colors. Like I want a red fascia or an orange wall or whatever. I can kind of play with it till I get.
Yes. So that's called Color Snap Visualizer. It's a mobile app. You can also do it on your desktop as well. And there's a even more cool feature in there, it's augmented reality where you can point and place the color right onto the surface. There's just one little trick with that. You've got to have a lot of light for it to pick up and register that wall. Exteriors, it's really cool because we have so much sun. It really registers well, and you can tap in your color. And it's a quick look. It holds the augmented reality color there for a bit, and you can kind of see what you might be getting into. It's really good when you're making a strong color change because it gives you an idea if you were going from dark to light. So it's fun, too. It's really fun to use, very easy to use.
And traditionally, I will generally recommend people with their exterior colors. Doug, is this what y'all recommend? I say, look, stay a little bit lighter. It'll be a little bit more reflective of heat. And the darker you go, the faster it's going to show wear. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. The darker the color is, it has more pigment in the color, and it can fade. It can break down a little bit faster. One thing we've started doing, actually, in the last 2 to 3 years is we're starting to use a lot more of a sheen on stucco or on an exterior. So we're using more of sometimes an eggshell or a low sheen or a satin finish to help that color look really good longer than it was when you're just using a flat.
Well, that is new. I wasn't aware of that at all.
Yeah.
And y'all started this in the last few years?
Yeah. I did my house 3 years ago, and you look at it, and it still looks like it was just painted within the last couple of months.
Talk a little bit about prep work and what makes the difference between Proposal A and Proposal B.
You know, 50% or 50 to 60% of the job is just the labor, you know, in terms of a price you're getting for a quote. And all of that comes from the prep work. You know, if you don't prep the house right, if you don't power wash, if you don't fix the stucco, if you don't pull back the rocks and prime the foundation with dry lock, if you don't do all these things, the final product, you know, it might look good initially, but it's not going to last. And that's why we can stand behind a 10-year warranty, is because we're going to make sure that our guys spend the time doing all the prep work necessary. So it's very important to make sure you're going to get a paint job that's going to last.
10 years, and you're putting that in writing.
Yep, it's in writing.
Now, in 45 years, I've never heard of any painter doing that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's on our quotes. It's our gold package. So if a customer wants to use the duration.
There's a specific paint required for that.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a paint, which is duration, from Sherwin-Williams. And, you know, we detail out our process of what we're doing on their house. Two full coats, so we don't just put two coats and then we spray and back roll at once. We're going around the whole house twice to do that. And, you know, we definitely feel confident we can offer 10-year warranty for that.
Now, in the small print, is that 10 years on rough stucco and 3 years on exposed fascia, wood fascia?
No, we offer 10 years for the whole exterior. So
for the wood too?
Yep.
You really do?
Like I said, you know, if our customers call us in 5 years and say, you know, they're starting to get cracking or peeling, we're going to come out, take care of it, no charge to them.
Well, that's fantastic. Wow. And I can't emphasize enough how much prep is everything. I see people hosing their house down before they paint it themselves. You're not accomplishing. You may be getting rid of some dirt that's piled up in the rough stucco cracks, but you're really not taking that chalk finish off.
No, you're not. You know, if you don't power wash, you know, a lot of the rough stucco, it has dust and dirt and all the little crevices and cracks. And if you don't power wash, you're not going to get your eaves cleaned very well. And you're not going to get the stucco clean near as well if you just hose it down. So we definitely recommend power washing any exterior that gets painted.
And Ms. Karen, we were talking about exterior colors, and you were actually mentioning that maybe the light colors that I've been preferential to for 40 years, it does kind of create a washed out look, and don't be afraid of going to color.
Light colors are in, actually. The browns and the tans have, and people have been doing grays on exteriors for a bit now too. That's faded back a little bit to white's actually been popular and coming in. It's a farmhouse look that people are going for. So, but adding color on the front door and then a little deeper trim sometimes, you know, of course, it always depends on the roof and the landscape gravel and the style of the home. So we always want to consider all those points when we're picking a color, but light has been in. You're okay.
And choosing a white is tricky.
It can be very tricky. We have a lot of whites. The stark whites outside, the glowing whites, you probably want to stay away from those. We'll go with a little bit more warm undertone in it, and we can help you, you know, navigate that sea of white color chips. Absolutely.
My wife never curses, but in our neighborhood, we've had two teardowns and rebuilds homes, and they both went with the brightest, starkest white. And she has a certain name for the white that I can't repeat on air.
Oh, I'd love to hear
it. But I mean, they're like, the whole house is like a giant glare bomb.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking, glowing. You've got to watch out for that. And that's what the novice does. They go straight for the high reflective white, and that is a big mistake.
I didn't know why it bothered me till I talked to Karen. I was like, that's what it is. It's that glowing, white, glaring. It's not attractive.
No, it's not.
And that's official by Sweet Jennifer. It's not attractive, especially in our neighborhood, right? Especially next to our pink house.
Oh. You need to get a new color.
Oh, gosh.
If it's bothering you.
I'm agonizing over it. I loved it for 25 years.
There's nothing wrong with personal design.
Okay. All right. You're making me feel better. Doug, let's talk a little bit to the do-it-yourself painter. Mm-hmm. A couple tricks of the trade. One of the first things, of course, prep, it's hard to teach that do-it-yourself. But you really need to be on a prep crew for quite a while to learn all the tricks. But let's say once you've painted one room inside a house and you're putting the paint away, tell them the tricks for saving that paint. How do y'all put a can of paint away?
Well, biggest thing is you have to make sure the lid is on there completely. It has to be on there tight. So take a mallet, take something to make sure you hit it all the way around that circular lid to make sure it's on there extremely tight. If any air can get through there, that paint can dry up over time, and it can be, so it's not going to work the way it's supposed to.
And I don't know, is it still true when you buy paint, they'll still give you a paint can opener, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do not use a screwdriver to open the paint because you're crimping the lid that's not going to let you reseal it.
Yep. We definitely see that a lot of times. And we ask homeowners if they have any old cans that we can take to go get matched. And they'll give it to us. And all the paint will be hard. It's all dried out. And we can't match it. So it makes it a little bit harder. So, yeah, we definitely recommend it. You know, make sure you do that. And also leave the paint somewhere where we don't always recommend leaving in the garage because it can get too hot in there, and then make sure it's not going to be somewhere where it's going to freeze either. So, you know, room temperature is ideal, you know, to leave that paint stored over time.
So a couple takeaway tips for you do-it-yourselfers. Use the paint can opener that they give you for free where you're buying the paint. Don't open it with a screwdriver. Doug said use a mallet. That's not a hammer. Do not use a hammer. Use a rubber mallet to reseal it. I tell people, stretch a layer of cellophane, saran wrap over the top of the can, put the lid on it, seal it with a mallet, and then store it upside down.
Yeah, that definitely can help too. That can help just prolong the life of that paint.
Yeah,
turn it over slowly though, just to make sure that lid's on there.
I put a dab of paint on the bottom of the can, I date it, and I say, master bathroom, you know.
Yep.
Now, still on the date, realistically, how long is paint going to store?
I would say typically, you know, two to three years. It could be longer, though. Sometimes I've seen where it's lasted longer. And, you know, you can open up the can and, you know, the top, and you can smell. And if you start getting some really weird smells, okay, this is probably not good. But, you know, it could be longer than that. But we usually say, you know, a couple years.